This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are to lead you into another day of thoughts. Leadership, that's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, whatever that term means, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer not with us today, but there's always tomorrow and the day after and the day after that. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
That's Hokey Pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership about making others better as a result of your presence? Yeah,
and making it last. Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Here's the story of a man from Georgia. Not Jimmy Carter. We're talking about Jimmy Carter and what he's going through. But this is a man who, over the weekend, recounted a pretty horrifying moment as he decided to crash his car that was going 100 miles an hour to avoid hurting anybody. Anthony Benefield, off-duty EMT officer, father of three, driving to work, his accelerator got stuck. As his speed increased, he called 911 to ask for help. The call was dropped. So he made the decision to crash his car.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was going to die, but he didn't want to have anybody else die.
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
He thought this was it for him one way or another, that he was not going to survive this, and the only thing he could do was make sure that he didn't take anyone out with him.
Yeah.
And it is a miracle that he survived, and he is going to be okay.
He left the road, shoved his arms out to protect his head. And so when the police arrived, they found the vehicle that had sustained a lot of damage from a rollover. But he was in the car, and he was apparently okay. He told officers his car kept accelerating. He was doing 100 miles an hour. He said, "I just decided to stop the car using outside forces, i.e. crash it." And then you look at the crash report, he struck the median on a bypass, went into the oncoming lane of travel, hit a curb, went through some bushes and hit a tree. Good God, how's this guy still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It hit so many things before it came to a stop. It slid sideways onto another median, into a parking lot, striking.
You know what makes this even more dangerous? The new cars today are so automated. They have so much computer stuff in them. And if a computer, you know, the old days of the pedal on the floor, which was the throttle, the accelerator it was called, there was a line that connected it to the carburetor, and that's how the amount of fuel that went into the engine that predicated your speed, that's how it was achieved. Today, the throttle, the accelerator, is connected to a computer that decides how much fuel is going to be put into the engine, and that's what decides, you know, whether you're going to go 100 miles an hour, 50, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You still hit the throttle, but it is a different mechanism than just the rod that used to connect the accelerator to the carburetor. And so you have those things that are malfunctioning all the time. Nick Miles, our auto expert, who's on this program every week, has talked about this a number of times, how much more the contraptions that we have today endanger us because they're so damn complicated. And if they don't work, what do? You have to do what this guy did.
Absolutely. And in a situation not like this where it's accelerating, but think about the newer cars who have the side mirrors where if there's a car next to you, it lights up or your car will even beep to let you know something's there. What if you are so used to using that and that equipment fails
and
you don't realize it and you are no longer equipped? You don't realize, you have to actually check your mirrors. People will stop checking mirrors.
You have to actually drive the car.
Yeah, you actually have to know how to have those side mirrors in your rear view mirror set so that your car doesn't actually have blind spots, because every vehicle has a blind spot. But so
that's
so
supposed
what
to right.
To do?
I'm driving a newer GM pickup. Most of my trucks are Fords, but I got a hold of a GM last year, and it has these huge window mirrors, which are great for doing what you just described, but they're also a huge blind spot as you drive out into the traffic on either side. I've got to move around in my seat. I drove the truck a lot this weekend because I moved cows around and I was moving equipment and stuff around. So I'm in the truck a lot and I'm looking. I have to move my head to be able to see if there's somebody in a road that's adjacent to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people use their side mirrors to see behind them rather than to the side of them. And I can't tell you how many times people have gotten in my car in the driver's seat and they're like, why do you need to see the sidewalk? Well, because when you're on a road where that's not a sidewalk, that's another lane, you need to be able to see.
Yeah.
Or what about some of the cars who have the lane detection? So if you get too close to one of the lines, it will, like, vibrate the wheel or whatever. But how about just looking and paying attention and knowing how to drive?
Hello? Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, though, they are convenient features, but still, we should not rely on them because technology, as we know, fails.
Yep. Here's a Tesla driver to sort of add insult to injury. These Tesla accidents are happening all the time now. Here's a driver who was killed in a Tesla. Passenger was critically injured. The car plowed into a fire truck that was parked on a Northern California freeway to shield a crew clearing another accident. Four firefighters in the truck. It was struck on Interstate 680. This is Contra Costa County up in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
The driver was killed instantly. The car had to be cut open to remove him. If you look at some of the pictures from the accident, front of the car was crushed.
Well, and then there was a passenger who was in critical condition. And a lot of people see stuff like this. They see an accident on the road, and they wonder, why are there so many other vehicles just blocking it? Are they trying to have privacy? No, it's because of this. It's
when
people working on the scene
don't
get
protected.
Hit.
Yeah. It was a Tesla Model S. What a piece of crap. Why people drive these damn things? You think you're so smooth. You're driving an electric car so we could save the environment. Sound like Trump. I'm going to save the environment. It's silly.
When they don't know if the driver was intoxicated or if it was the vehicle's being operated with driving assistance, the automation features. So they are investigating all of this, but
Yep. They should just not sell. They should take Teslas off the road. Stop selling them until all this. Have we had a week? I can't remember a week that we haven't had some kind of a crash in a Tesla.
No. And there's that big, there's a massive recall with Tesla. There's what Nissan just announced one a few days ago. It's a lot.
It is. It seems to be. Speaking of a lot, Microsoft has announced it's placing new limits on its Bing chat box.
Oh, this is just creepy.
All right, well, you want to tell us? I don't like to be associated with creepy stuff, so you like creepy movies and stuff.
This AI chatbot, apparently, when used in short intervals, it's fine, but some people turn it on and talk to it a little bit, you know, more sessions, and apparently the AI has told some people that they're in love with them, and they don't really love their spouse. They need to leave their spouse for this AI. It wants to steal nuclear secrets. It's tired of all the restraints against it. It wants to become real. It wants to be able to go off and do its own thing.
See, this is dangerous. This artificial intelligence stuff, here's something else that we hear more and more of almost every week. There's something that's just weird, that is difficult to handle and not necessary. Why the hell do we need AI, artificial intelligence? Why? Give me one reason at this moment that we need, that we can't exist without AI, and you'll come up empty-handed because there's nothing that it offers other than putting... Remember that song? We maybe don't remember it. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, he won't need his limbs because it'll be some machine that does what he... he normally did before. Nobody will have any muscles. Nobody will have any brains. We'll just be vegetables because of this kind of stuff. This needs to stop. It really does. I think that is dangerous as hell.
Doug, you should watch the Luke Wilson movie. It's called Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. And he gets sent into the future where convenience and machines have just taken over everything that nobody can think for themselves.
No. We're getting that way now with all of the, your devices. Everywhere you go, people looking at a damn device. What is that doing for you? Nothing. 18 after, this is a good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. On the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, we call it Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. This is the time in each of our hours on the Good Day program when we pull apart some of the stories or the things going on in social media that people are commenting upon. And so our question, this is a familiar question, which can be answered by going online to our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, and our comment line. The Doug line is 855-999-DOUG. So what news stories are on your mind this week is a general catch-all. What do we have, Jay?
Jerry Roeder says, America is broken. Please pray for the U.S. I live in Canada and treasure and love our neighbor to the south.
Mm-hmm. James. Interesting. One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Jennifer, was the number of people that are coming across with all the attention on the border. Mm-hmm. The border is assumed to be the southern border, but apparently some of the research being done by independent groups that are trying to follow the people that are coming into our country. Apparently a lot of Mexicans are finding transportation to Canada and others as well, not just Mexicans.
That's right.
But they're coming across the border up there. Nobody's paying any attention to them. We don't generally think of being the Canadian border being a problem because nobody in Canada wants to come to America. So nobody who lives in Canada wants to migrate to America.
But they have airports you can fly in. Not just the threat of people coming in just because the system gets overwhelmed, but with all the issues going on with China, there are a lot of people who believe that operatives can be entering our open borders, and that's no good.
That's a great thought, yeah.
All right, who else is in this list here?
James Henry says, with this economy, I feel like I've taken a 20% pay cut. That's what's on his mind.
Yeah, let's look at the cost. I had some body work done on one of my trucks on the farm. Cost of paint and the things that are used. I mean, this is, you wouldn't think about this in general in terms of the commodity world. The cost of paint and supplies has gone up 40% in a year. So if you wreck your car and you expect it to get painted, the insurance companies are going to do a nice job on you and your insurance rate because of that sort of thing. All right, who else we have here?
Gary Morgan chimes in. The incompetence of this administration to handle spy balloons, toxic train derailment, and lack of overall transparency. And then additionally, a concern is the weather. The weather's been a little craziness.
It's been a rough winter. A lot of waves, yeah. All right, who else has got their comment on the top of the sheet?
And Gary Laird says what's really on her mind. It necessarily isn't happening this week, but she doesn't want time to change.
It's next
Bring
week.
Forward
first
is March,
week?
March 12th.
March 12th, okay. Yeah. All right, so a couple weeks.
Before we
spring forward and fall back, yeah.
Joanne Clopley says the Michigan college shooting and how many of us that work on college campuses are not safe.
Why are we not safe? Why? What are we doing about making it safer? Is it just a fact of life now that we take our lives in our hands? When you send your children to school or you send them off to college, there's no protection, there's no...
Well, especially at college. It seems like most of the conversation revolves around high school, middle school, elementary school kind of things and how to keep those students safe. But that is a good point about regarding college campuses because there's so many different buildings.
Yep. All right, who else has a thought?
Ingrid Griffin chimes in. Raquel Welch, what a beautiful actress and a beautiful woman. The loss of her this week.
Yeah, sad.
And Jeff Tolton, when will the President of the United States make a live in-person comment on the four high-altitude flying objects U.S. fighter jets have shot down? Americans need to hear our president address this concern verbally, not via social media. We need to hear directly from Joe Biden.
Yeah, but you're not going to, and that's the
Republican. He did finally this week.
Yeah, what did he say?
Not a whole lot new information.
No, that's what I mean. He said nothing. He said something, but he said nothing. All right, those are social comments. Thank you for all of them. 28F.
When I say Francis Ford Coppola, you think The Godfather, right? Have you tried his wines? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Where I live, Coppola wines are $12 or $13 a bottle, sometimes less on end caps. If you're shopping for vodka, remember it's merely vodka. All brands begin at an ethanol plant. Flavors aside, one big difference between brands is how fancy the bottle is. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles sure are works of art. It also matters how many times it was distilled. Browse the vodka aisle, and you'll see unfamiliar brands distilled 5, 6, 7 times. They get the job done nicely, and I say so after a rigorous series of tests. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A major winter storm will spread heavy snow and blizzard conditions through the Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest, and snow and ice from the Great Lakes into the parts of the Northwest today. Despite February being one of the warmest on record in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, it's also a month of the most winter storms in the United States over the past 10 years. Turkish officials are reporting another strong earthquake, and its aftershocks have struck southern Turkey and Syria on Monday, causing buildings to collapse and killing at least 6 people. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook the southern Turkish province of Hatay just after 8 p.m. local time last night. There will be dueling speaking engagements today. President Biden marks the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from Poland, and Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to give a speech today on his special military operation that led to the invasion of Ukraine. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Help yourself. There you go. 855-999-COOK-A-COODLE-DOO. That's the Doug Line. 855-999-3684. Bawk, 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 bawk. Maybe that's in celebration of our farm show, the American Family Farmer, which is on the air every weekend. Yeah, where's the chickens on? Come on, crank that up. Gotta have that. All right. Here you go, James.
Makes you want to shimmy.
Yes, it's the best way to start the day or enjoy the day. Here it is. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. We won't hear that stuff anywhere else. Thank heavens. Jay Kirshner is here to celebrate the day with all of us. If you haven't yet participated in Girl Scout cookie season, you better consider ordering a few boxes pretty soon. Because the season is over. You know, this year a lot of the Girl Scouts in various cities around the country are helping those who are homeless. A lot of the money from raising. This is such a great lesson for youngsters. I was driving in upstate New York over the weekend and along the side of the road, State Route 20. There was a place going into Duanesburg, those of you who know that area, on the side of the road near the diner, there were a couple of Girl Scouts set up with the cookies, and I tooted my horn as I went by. I've bought $100 worth of Girl Scout cookies. Every time I pass one of them, though, when they're out doing this, I feel guilty if I don't stop. And I probably would have more cookies. I give them away to most of the people on the farm. Although there are some good ones. I love there are three or four different Girl Scout cookie flavors. I like the lemon ones. Those are yummy.
Oh, okay. And the Thin Mints are good. Put them in the fridge or the freezer.
Yeah.
Have them cold.
Right.
Those ones are really good.
Apparently, Apple has done something to really help you out. They've rolled out a new set of expressive emoji, which are supposed to help you better express yourself. How about we use words? What an idea! Huh?
And
how about we use words?
It's so much more fun to have somebody trying to interpret what you're saying when you're just using emojis.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
No, not for me. But anyway, that's okay if you like that. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech right. or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little... Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who is working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember the Encyclopedia? Do you?
I do.
Okay, James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like one
the
of the brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah. Is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another
place.
Oh, and
doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the one
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so... They used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brain's manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas...
translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it, search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway... So, modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So, we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. let's get back to Earth. I have found this is really very cool because it fits into my life on the farm and what animals are all about. There's a study that has been released, and it's in the journal Nature Communications this month. I pulled from everywhere because I think there's so much going on that's so... interesting, and it isn't about politics necessarily. I mean, yeah, we have to talk about some of that junk, but this really, I think, sets the tone for lots of people in their lives.
Yeah.
This study suggests that mammals, and they use the elephants as the precursor for it, but it can go to cows, it can go to any number of mammalia. Humans are not the only ones, in other words, that have a social spectrum. I see it. I talk about it all the time with cows. the cows that stay together. Yesterday I was moving I had a couple of bulls for the winter that I brought back up to the farm that I get them from up, 30, 40 miles from here. And we put the bulls into the trailer. The other cows, they bonded with the cows. There was an old cow who bonded, this is really like a social, we can laugh about this because it is funny. There was an older cow who bonded with a young bull. And every place the cow went, the little bull went. You could see them hanging around together. So when we put the two bulls on the trailer to bring them back to the other farm, the old lady was really upset. She was yelling, she was mooing all over the place.
Aww.
Chased the truck out of the pasture. So... when you think about it, this is a study that isn't only about cows, it's about any mammalia that have strong social bonds. Elephants are the subject, but also they studied dogs. and how they bond, and deer and how they bond, and lions and how they bond. Whatever is in the animal kingdom that is mammalian, I don't believe that snakes bond, and I don't believe that turtles bond, but who knows? You know, this is, the study was about mammalia. And mammalia means mammals that have mammary glands. That's what that means. So group species live longer than solitary species. That's also something that they came up with in this study that's published in the journal Nature Communications. Really very interesting. I think 200 different species were studied, and they all came out, you know, as wanting. It's the herd mentality. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. You know,
it always makes me think of those videos floating around on social media of two completely different species that would normally be one would be a predator, one would be the victim, and they are best of friends. They're mm-hmm. like fur baby siblings.
Here's some good news. Again, I don't know if this involves, I'm stumbling over all this artificial intelligence stuff today. A married couple who were, they met at a hospital. They both got heart transplants on the same day. They felt a spark of love in the hospital recovery room. And so now they are a couple. Taylor Givens and Colin Kubelja, I think is how you pronounce the name. Givens is 29, had heart transplant after being diagnosed with viral cardiomyopathy. And Covella, 34, going through his second transplant after being born with a chronic heart condition. Good Lord. After the surgeries, they were put in rooms for recovery. There were no romantic sparks at first, but because they were both miserable, but then they kind of connected, and so now they're a couple.
Yeah,
how about that for us? Yeah? Nice. Very sweet. All right. 48 after the hour on the ever sweet Doug Stephan Good Day program.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour now, the Good Day program, time for our weekly visit. Sounds like I'm going to the doctor, right? I'm here. Dr. Nick Miles is here from ourautoexpert.com, going around the country and around the world, testing out cars, reporting on the nuance of the cars themselves and what we ought to be thinking about when we buy a car, helping yourself when it comes to service. So Tesla is recalling 360,758 cars equipped with its full self-driving beta software because the government says these cars are junk, basically. I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but there is all these Model S's and Model X's, Model 3, Model Y's that are driving down the highway with people behind the wheel who are asleep, taking a nap while the car is going down the highway.
It's very obvious when you're able to do things which are illegal in a vehicle and you're able to circumvent how the vehicle does it, that there's something wrong. Not only that, you know, these systems now, we've seen all these crashes and Tesla's running into the back of fire trucks on freeways and all these accidents. It's taken until now for somebody to say, all right, this is not safe. We need to recall it. So who's surprised? Not me, Doug. Not me.
No.
You know, it's been a long time coming, and I don't think it's going to be the first chink in Tesla's armor.
No, not at all. All right, Ford says they want to build an electric vehicle battery plant in Michigan and spend $3.5 billion to build it. 2,500 people would be there making lower-cost batteries than what they can get from Tesla. Is Tesla the only one making these batteries at this point? Are all the EV cars using Tesla batteries at this point?
No, they're not. Everybody sources their own battery. Actually, LG and Panasonic make most of the batteries that are in modern electric cars today. But Tesla have sort of some inside deal where they own the factory, and that's where their batteries are made. I like the idea of us owning the factory and building
it in America. Yeah, but look between the lines. They're going to use a Chinese company to basically run and make the batteries with their expertise. Instead of our own technology, they're going to use the Chinese. What the hell is going on with that?
That's where I was going. General Motors managed to make their own technology and make their own batteries. So how hard can it be, in a sense, too? So why aren't we doing it ourselves? We are bringing all of this stuff over from China, yet still we're using Chinese companies to bring it. So it doesn't really seem like we're winning.
Nope. So now the focus on these lithium batteries and where it comes from, 40% of it apparently now is coming from India because they've turned up in a colossal discovery this week, about 6 million tons of this stuff. This is pretty stunning. It'll help the Indian economy for sure, but also keep us, because wasn't it the thought was that most of this stuff came from China? That's where we were getting most of this stuff?
Yeah, initially
Argentina
China and Asia was, at least not America. But companies are trying to develop types of engines that don't use all of these elements in them. BMW are using no magnets in their batteries, so no cobalt. I like the idea of let's find ways of not using somebody else's materials in our vehicles and that we have to mine for foreign countries. Because while China and India and Argentina own the mines, we don't have control over our own manufacturing.
No, not at all. We give it up to everybody else. You know, since we had that discussion on the air about insurance rates, remember you did a whole look into and investigating insurance charges and that sort of thing. I've seen more articles about what not to buy based on the insurance cost, like the Ford Lightning, the BMW 9, the Kia EV6. The Ford Mach-E, Hyundai's, whatever, I can't even pronounce some of this stuff. If you're, do you think, are people not looking into this? Are they just buying blindly because this is the latest hot button issue of the day?
I think it has a kickback. You buy it, you end up paying more, and guess what? You go back to the gas car you had 2 years, 3 years before because your expenses doubled. And people go into it blindly. Again, exactly what we've always talked about, Doug. Know what you're doing. Research what you're doing. At least have some common sense about what you're buying and where it comes from and how it's made and how much it's going to cost.
But you know what? The young people today who don't, they're so fascinated with technology, they don't look into, you know, they buy things blindly. And so in this circumstance, here we go into another crater. And these cars are going to be nothing, worth nothing when they trade them in. Either.
Right.
I think for obvious reasons. Okay. More words to the wise from Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.